My voice slammed violently against the roof, rage exploding from my chest as I swept my arms across the bar counter, glass shattering as it hit the tiled floor. The entire dining room smelled like bourbon. I smelled like bourbon. At first, alcohol was the only thing that made it possible for me to hold on to the last shred of control I had, but it seemed like even that wasn't working anymore. Irina stared at her phone, her face pale and eyes lacking the usual self-confidence that permanently radiated from the color.
"I don't get it. There is absolutely no trace of Daniela. John,"
she looked up at me,
"we don't even have a starting point. We have nothing to go on."
I clenched my jaw. How in the name of Jesus Christ is that even possible? We've been able to find women who have been missing for years. Girls who vanished without a trace. Yet we're unable to find my goddamn wife. She pulled her fingers through her blonde hair, sitting back in her seat, looking as defeated as I felt.
"I don't know how it's possible. Hunter has used every contact, pulled in every favor, and he came up with nothing."
Jesus. I grabbed the back of a bar stool and hurled it across the floor, the crack of wood resonating through the dining room as it broke into pieces on impact.
"I take it you haven't found my daughter yet?"
I looked up at Emilio Moretti, standing in the archway with his shoulders squared and his arrogance taunting me from a few feet away. The man was the equivalent of the Antichrist. The only difference was the Antichrist probably cared more for his devil spawn than Emilio did for his daughter. It had been days since she disappeared, and the man hadn't done shit to try to find her. He unbuttoned his suit jacket and took a seat at the dining table, stretching his arm out and tapping a finger on the mahogany wood surface.
"You're not any closer to finding her than you were yesterday, are you?"
"At least I've been looking for her. I don't see you sending out search parties."
"I'm using every resource at my disposal."
"Bullshit." I placed my palms on the table and leaned forward. "You don't give a flying fuck whether we find Daniela or not. As long as her disappearance doesn't jeopardize the arrangement you have with my father, you couldn't care less whether your own flesh and blood is lying in a ditch somewhere, rotten." His lips pulled in a thin line, and for a moment, I imagined his bleeding skull cracked against my dining table, his blood seeping through the wood, dripping on the tiles and staining the grout. "Get out of my house," I seethed, deciding that his absence here was the safest for both of us. The last thing we needed right now was the death of Emilio Moretti by my hand.
"I'm not going anywhere."
"Get out of my goddamn house."
"I will do no such thing, as this is my daughter's house, too."
"A daughter you had no problem trading like cattle."
"Says the one who happily sealed the trade by marrying her."
I balled my fists and narrowed my eyes while I glared holes into his motherfucking forehead. Besides finding Daniela, nothing would make me as happy as the moment I'd finally be able to gut this bastard from nose to fucking navel. My hate for Emilio Moretti only grew stronger, thicker with every passing second spent in his presence. The man was a menace, a goddamn leech who built his empire by piggybacking off the money and depravities of others. My fists balled, every muscle in my body begging me to tear this fucking man apart. "You seem well rested for a man who has a missing daughter."
"At least I know how to get a grip on myself in a time of crisis." "I see you two are finally getting along."
My father came walking in, his presence demanding that I tear my attention from the fucker who sat before me. Roughing my hand through my hair, I straightened and balked when Darian came strolling in behind my father. "And where the fuck have you been?" I snapped at him, my anger now aimed at my brother. "I've been trying to get a hold of you for days."